Classic Collections brings you the Fashion Connection on 900 AM, the Talk of the Palm Beaches. Visit classiccollectionsofpalmbeach.com to find out more about Palm Beach's premier luxury designer and fashion resale boutique. Pretty woman
walking down the street. Hey, it's Dia from our sister station 95.9 La Palm, and this is the Fashion Connection brought to you by Palm Beach's premier designer and fashion consignment boutique, Classic Collections. Stop in for VIP service, one-of-a-kind pieces, trending fashions, and incredible vintage pieces, too. Classic Collections has an unbelievable selection of luxury merchandise by the most exclusive designers, and whether you're looking to learn more about fashion, how to be a savvy shopper, or how to consign a few treasures you have hanging in your closet right now, this is the show for you. With me every week, my co-host, owner of Classic Collections, and fashion expert, Sally Kimball. Hey, Sally.
Hey, Dia. How are you?
I'm great. And today, I'm really excited. It's the first time we have a guest on the show. She's going to be coming on later today. And we're going to be talking about fine jewelry and estate jewelry. To be honest, something, yet again, I know absolutely nothing about. So it's going to be a great hour.
Think how much you're learning.
I know. I really am learning so much, and I really take the time. When I get dressed in the morning, I put on my bracelets, my necklaces. I do my hair differently. I realize that even though I'm wearing basic pieces, a lot of black, my outfits look so different now.
See?
And my scarves, I packed three scarves.
I'm very proud of
you.
Thank you.
So I'm going out of town. I packed three scarves. They're totally different, and I know that black shirt that I love that I'm probably going to wear, because you know you repeat when you go on vacation, probably going to wear it three times. It's going to look totally different with
it
my scarves.
Well, I expect to see pictures.
I will send you money. I know you'll be proud. So let's get into it today. We're going to kick things off with our fashion facts. Let's get started.
Okay. Well, this season, old, big, beautiful, heavy jewelry pieces are being used to dress up outfits and jackets and dresses and gowns and even handbags and shoes. Velvet, as we discussed last week, and brocades are really big. And from that kind of medieval and European look, a lot of estate jewelry is being worn this year.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So I want to talk with you a little bit about what estate means, okay? Estate jewelry, there's really four types of jewelry that I put in categories. Estate jewelry really means that sometimes you think it's affiliated with the death of the property owner, but it really isn't necessarily. All estate jewelry means is it has been pre-owned. It could be from downsizing. It could be from a divorce. It could be from a foreclosure or a relocation. It has nothing to do with death necessarily. It just means that somebody else owned it before you did.
Okay, so I was totally wrong about my mentality.
Yeah, because, you know, otherwise emotion can come into play, and I'm here to tell you, don't let it. It's not like you're buying somebody who's dead. It could be all of the reasons I just mentioned before. And a lot of times, frankly, if somebody did pass, you're helping that estate liquidate valuable assets, and they appreciate that. Now, a professional liquidator usually will come in to get rid of an estate, and that will include the house, the clothing, the jewelry, all of the fine art, that type of thing. And these are advertised as estate sales. Most of the companies that do this are true liquidators. Sometimes they're brought in by the court system if there's a feud between the heirs or whatever. But the bottom line is they try to put things in collections, and it's a very unsentimental way to have items, especially jewelry, priced appropriately, because it's not like, oh, well, mom loved me best. I want $100,000 for that brooch, and mom didn't like you. It's not like that. So the experts come in and they say market value, replacement value, this is what that brooch is worth, period, paragraph, and it takes all the emotion out of the situation.
That's kind of like what you guys do at Classic Collection.
Exactly.
You don't care how much the person loved that dress. You're going to sell it
for what it is and how beautiful it is.
Right.
Exactly. Now, the other type of definitions I have for the types of jewelry are antique jewelry and vintage jewelry and new jewelry. So let me tell you a little bit about antique jewelry. Antique jewelry is anything that is basically 100 years old or older. In 1930, the U.S. Customs Office passed a law referring to antiques as anything prior to 1830. And that's where that 100 years came from. And it was really done so the government could decide whether something, an item, should be taxed or not. In 1966, the law was outdated, and it was changed to just read straight out that the item had to be 100 years or older to be an antique. And personally, I agree with that because there was a big fight. Should it be 50 years or 100 years? I am in the 100-year camp because it was 50 years. I would personally be considered an antique, and that would upset me.
I like that mentality.
Yeah. So, and let me tell you one other important thing about an antique. If it has been repaired or restored more than 50%, it is not considered an antique any longer. And the government, of course, makes this complicated. And any guy knows this because if they're looking at antique cars and it's been renovated more than 50%, they don't get that antique deduction.
Right.
The other type of jewelry I want to talk about is, well, one other thing. In the antique jewelry, you can think about the Victorian, mid-Victorian, late Victorian, Art Nouveau, Edwardian, the Georgian era. And this all basically came from the kings and queens of Europe. And that is where you get the antique jewelry because, frankly, we weren't that old enough to have our own kings and queens here. Vintage jewelry is considered to be jewelry that's between 50 and 100 years old. If it's only 20 years old, it's not vintage. So the most popular periods of vintage jewelry basically were like Art Deco and retro and post-World War II jewelry. And then, of course, you've got the vintage 1950s, 1960s, 1970s, 1980s, disco. Remember disco? Well, there was disco jewelry that was created during that time. And at this point, that goes basically into the vintage category because it's less than 20 years new. The other thing is the term vintage actually was first used in 1601 and it referred to a season's yield of grapes or wine from a single year. So now we use it to delineate the different ages of jewelry that are not antiques. The other jewelry I want to talk about is new jewelry. Now, that's basically anything from the last 20 years. Fine Chanel jewelry, which has become very popular in the last 10, 15 years. For instance, the Van Cleef & Arpels Alhambra jewelry. You know, it looks like the four-leaf clover.
Right.
That is new jewelry. The Tiffany T jewelry, where they are using the T on their bracelets and necklaces and earrings. That's new jewelry. The Chanel Boyfriend watches. That is all new jewelry. Chopard Happy Diamonds, and now they're doing the Happy Fish. That is all new jewelry. So when you're shopping, if you have some type of understanding of the periods that you're looking at to either build your own collection or to complement the collection that you have now, you will know the different areas in which you should be looking and where you should look.
Gosh, this is so much information, but it actually makes so much sense when you think about it. You go and you have a vintage piece. It's not the same thing as antique. And now when you put numbers next to it, it makes so much sense.
And it does make sense because these things hold their value, especially the older, bigger pieces, which we'll talk about a little bit in the next session.
So in regards to what you guys carry, like people are thinking about, okay, estate pieces, vintage pieces, what can we get in your store?
We have everything from new pieces right off the line of Tiffany's and the Alhambra, Van Cleef & Arpels, to some of the most exquisite vintage brooches and antique pieces that came over from Europe with people's grandmothers and great-grandmothers.
So pieces you wouldn't have been able to buy here.
These are one-of-a-kind, handmade, gorgeous pieces that represent the time during which they were made.
And you're definitely going to want to stop by and see that for yourself. So stop into Classic Collections of Palm Beach at 118 North County Road, Palm Beach, Florida. You can give them a call at 561-833-3633. Of course, visit them online and do a little shopping. The commercial we have coming up right now for you is only going to take 1 minute, but it has all the details on how you can get on firstdibs.com, do that shopping, and of course, check out Chic Magazine. We'll be right back.
Owner and fashion expert of Classic Collections of Palm Beach, Sally Kimball, has created the perfect spot for
for anyone with a true passion for fashion. Top current trends or something vintage and unique, Palm Beach's premier designer and luxury consignment boutique Classic Collections has everything from fine jewelry to Chanel, Hermes, Pucci, Oscar de la Renta, and more. Visit Classic Collections of PalmBeach.com or come enjoy the couture in person. But get this, you can also enjoy our couture from home thanks to Classic Collections Chic Magazine. On the first of every month, visit ClassicCollectionsConnections.com to see the newest issue of Chic Magazine and subscribe. Find our newest arrivals, special sales, fashion features, lifestyle topics, and all of the things the fashion world has to offer. You'll also find every episode of our radio show, The Fashion Connection, under a section called On the Radio. So now, you don't have to worry about missing an episode live on 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches. Don't forget to find us on Facebook as well as Instagram. Be chic, stay chic, and read chic. And don't forget, offering the most beautiful things in the world, the largest luxury resale website has our pieces online too. That's firstdibs.com. 1stdibs.com. Enjoy! Hey, it's Dia, and we're back. It's the Fashion Connection brought to you by Classic Collections of Palm Beach. And today we're going to be talking about building your own collection. Of course, topic today is fine jewelry and estate jewelry. And we've already learned so much, Sally. Now, how do we do it ourselves? How do we make this collection perfect for ourselves?
All right. Well, during our focus and fashion section, I want to talk with you about building a collection for yourself, okay? This is an investment of time and money and, frankly, passion, because jewelry is going to really define your style. It makes you feel beautiful. And you know what? It lasts forever. You have daughters or granddaughters. What are you going to do? Pass down a pair of Jimmy Choo shoes that are all eaten up, or a Dior dress that they'll never wear? Because it's not their type of thing, but jewelry is forever.
Right.
So what I want to do is talk with you about how you can start to build a collection if you already have one, how you can add to it and make it work. First of all, choose a certain time of each year to buy a major piece, okay? Whether you say to your spouse, this is what I want for anniversary, this is what I want for my birthday. Maybe you get a tax refund or a bonus or something like that. Let that one time a year be when you really buy a special piece for your collection, because frankly, it will probably be more expensive than the average piece you just may see at a shop or whatever.
I liked your idea, though. Have someone else buy it for you.
Yeah, that's absolutely what you should do. But if you don't have somebody else, then you buy it yourself, and
right.
You have no guilt because you do it once a
gift.
Year, and it's your gift to you for being you, and it really defines your style, and it makes you feel beautiful.
Right.
Okay. Then add to the basics classics that you will wear forever. If you don't have these things already, you should. You need a really good strand of pearls, real pearls. Don't do these fake pearls they use in, you know, the teenage stores. Get yourself some real pearls.
And there's so many options, too. You can't, don't say they're not my thing, because there's so many different types
of pearls.
There's
so many options. You can jazz up plain string of pearls with a fabulous brooch or something. You also need diamond studs. I'm sorry to say it, but they are classic. They can be your go-to earring no matter what. A fabulous watch really defines somebody. I know that a lot of people wear Apple Watches now, but, you know, a fabulous watch is, it's one of the first things people look at when they meet you for a first time. They look at the handshake, they look at your watch, they look at your eyes, they look at your shoes. Boom, 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 four in a row. The other thing, maybe a special ring, a gold bracelet, it doesn't really matter, but what these basic classics do should be a connection of the style and time period that you want to be your personal style. So if you're into antique, get an antique watch. Get an antique set of pearls.
Take your style all the way.
Take it all the way through. Because the interesting pieces that really define your style are found sometimes here, sometimes in your travels. And once you've got this collection, you will find yourself looking for these kind of things to add to your collection. And that's what makes it so fun and, frankly, makes it valuable. Evaluate your current jewelry collection. You've got to consider your current wardrobe and lifestyle. And you know what? If you're no longer wearing something or you found your forever style, consider selling or redesigning a piece. You can get a new setting. You can convert pieces. from brooches to rings to earrings to whatever. And frankly, you need to know when to let things go. Yes, we all had hippie, you know, love necklaces and peace symbols. I would croak before I would wear that stuff now. Okay. So you need to know when to let the things go. And broaden your sources. Go to estate sales. Go to auctions. Peruse the catalogs.
It's fun, too. It's the thrill of the hunt.
Absolutely. Choose a jeweler you can trust. Many things that you have may just be plain old melt value. One earring here, a ring that's broken there, a watch that doesn't work anymore. Put it in a bundle, take it to a jeweler, get the melt value for it, and the money you get, you can buy a new, fabulous, working, gorgeous piece that will meet with your wardrobe.
It's the same theory you have with bringing articles of clothing to you before buying new pieces.
Exactly. Now, what I want to do today, I want to introduce Marianna Hurwicz. Marianna is my director of fine jewelry, and I've known her for over 10 years, and she was actually my local jeweler in West Palm Beach before she came to me 4 years ago. She's part of the Classic Collections family, and she evaluates all of the fine jewelry that's brought into the shop for consignment.
Hey, Marianna.
Hi, Dia. Good to see you.
We're so excited that you're here.
Me too.
She helps determine the value, age, and other important aspects, especially if it's branded jewelry. What do I mean by that? Tiffany, Cartier, David Webb, etc. And once we set a price and confirm it with the owner, we take pictures and accumulate the details of each piece. And frankly, we sent it to the Sheriff's Department of Palm Beach County to register it for sale by consignment.
Okay.
So we have the right after 14 days, then we are free to market the jewelry in our shop or online or at trade shows. And a lot of times when we get these great pieces, we'll call dealers that we know collect David Webb or Tiffany, early Tiffany.
And they'll want to take them right off
their hands. And they will take them right off their hands because they have customers who collect these types of things. If something's especially valuable, we have an independent appraisal done by someone who evaluates the piece according to the standards set forth by the GIA, which is the Gemological Institute of America. By the way, if you bring items into us, I just want you all to know they're safe. We have two humongous safes. We are insured by Lloyd's of London for our fine jewelry and for transporting it either from your house to our shop or to a customer's home once they have purchased it.
Great.
So what I'd like to do now is turn you over to Marianna, who's going to discuss in this section a little bit of the history of jewelry, and then in our timely topics, we're going to talk about diamonds, gold, and how to get them.
These are a few of our favorite things, Marianna.
They are.
I'm so excited because now we have such a foundation of a time period and we have like a nice timeline in our mind. So tell us a little bit about the history.
Oh, the history of jewelry is fascinating. Gemstones and jewelry have been part of mankind since before written history. The earliest piece of jewelry dates back 25,000 years.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
Well, yeah, think about it.
Oh, absolutely. It was a simple necklace fabricated from fish bones, and it was found in a cave in Monaco.
I guess there wasn't a lot of couture back then.
who knows what it was strung with?
So, yeah, think about
ox guts or something like that.
Oh, my gosh. And still it was fabulous.
Well, and who would know the significance? Was it worn by the chief of the village? Maybe a witch doctor? Or maybe a princess was gifted it after bearing the first male heir? We'll never know. But all of the first adornments were derived from the hunt. Think teeth. Feathers, shells, claws, horns, and bones. And the largest adornments were a visual reminder of courage and prowess. Every early society wore amulets, which they believed nixed bad luck and illnesses.
And so we still believe that, too, like Hamzas?
Absolutely. Four-leaf clovers, that type of thing.
Right. I find it funny that an amethyst wards off drunkenness.
I have a lot of amethyst jewelry.
It doesn't work.
I know.
Especially since amethyst was named after Bacchus. It's color purple,
which wine. Is wine. Yes.
So that one's iffy for me. An emerald will protect against witchcraft and create honesty in the wearer. Again, not so true. Onyx was always worn by warriors to show strength and courage. Diamonds were thought by the ancient Greeks to be pieces of stars that had fallen from the skies. Every single stone has a meaning. Pins and brooches originated from clasps that held clothing together. Rings and pendants were early seals, signs of identification, rank, and authority.
This is like the sealing wax they used.
Exactly. Okay. So that you could authenticate the letter that was going to the other
king,
general or
right.
king,
you okay.
know, so that they knew it, exactly who it came from. And in later societies, jewelry donated human connection, both good and bad, like slave bracelets were engraved with the owner's name, and wedding rings showed who the woman belonged to.
Like ownership?
Exactly.
Yeah, that doesn't go off today.
No.
Okay.
No. This is ancient history.
Right.
At one time in Europe, only wealthy, high-ranking church officials wore gemstones. And diamonds finally became popular in Europe around 1300 when people learned to cut them to display the brilliance. And it goes on and on to our love of bling.
Yep, our love of bling. I love that.
I love that bling.
It's so true, though. And it's really important to be able to hear about the history, too, because it really sets you back to the pieces in particular, the gems in particular. We wear all of these stones, and what they all have in common is they are all fabulous.
They are now. I don't think I would have liked the teeth hanging off.
But, other than that,
we can work.
So it really is incredible. And if you're just tuning in right now, you're listening to The Fashion Connection. It's a weekly radio show brought to you by Classic Collections of Palm Beach. If you haven't already stopped in, I don't know what you're waiting for. So many fabulous pieces for you to enjoy. Today, the hot topic, fine jewelry and estate jewelry. Our director of fine jewelry, Mariana Hurwicz, is here with us today. And of course, as always, my co-host, owner of Classic Collections of Palm Beach and fashion guru, fashion expert, fashionista. I mean, it's all of the above, Sally Kimball. When we come back in just a minute, we're going to be talking about gold, making a great investment in what you're purchasing, and so much more.
And diamonds.
Diamonds.
Don't forget the diamonds.
A girl's
diamonds.
Best friend. How could I have forgotten that?
Absolutely. Diamonds, baby.
We'll be right back.
Owner and fashion expert of Classic Collections of Palm Beach, Sally Kimball, has created the perfect spot for anyone with the true passion for fashion. Top current trends or something vintage and unique, Palm Beach's premier designer and luxury consignment boutique, Classic Collections, has everything from fine jewelry to Chanel, Hermes, Pucci, Oscar de la Renta, and more. Visit ClassicCollectionsOfPalmBeach.com or come enjoy the couture in person. But get this, you can also enjoy our couture from home thanks to Classic Collections Chic Magazine. On the first of every month, visit ClassicCollectionsConnections.com to see the newest issue of Chic Magazine and subscribe. Find our newest arrivals, special sales, fashion features, lifestyle topics, and all of the things the fashion world has to offer. You'll also find every episode of our radio show, The Fashion Connection, under a section called On the Radio. So now, you don't have to worry about missing an episode live on 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches. Don't forget to find us on Facebook as well as Instagram. Be chic, stay chic, and read chic. And don't forget, offering the most beautiful things in the world, the largest luxury resale website has our pieces online too. That's firstdibs.com. 1stdibs.com. Enjoy.
And we're back. It's Dia from South Florida's 95.9 The Palm here with you for The Fashion Connection, brought to you by Classic Collections of Palm Beach. With me today, Director of Fine Jewelry, Mariana Hurwicz. She is our special guest and, of course, my co-host and fashion guru, the owner of Classic Collections of Palm Beach, Sally Kimball. Ladies, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Dia. Thank you.
So we're going to be talking about a girl's best friend today, the history of jewelry we just covered, which is incredible, but how to make a great investment too. When you're buying something, what is it really worth to you? It's not just about the money. How often am I going to use this? Is it worthwhile? Those are all really important questions we need to ask ourselves when we're making any purchase.
Exactly, especially if you're trying to build a collection that will last forever and that you can pass on and that has value. So God forbid you ever really need to liquidate something. You've got a collection where you can turn to have instant cash.
What are we going on to today? Diamonds?
Oh, my favorite.
Everyone's, right?
Take it away, Mayor.
Absolutely. The greatest marketing slogan of all time. Diamonds are forever. Approximately 3,000 years ago, a young fellow found brightly colored stones by a river in India. They determined these brightly colored stones to be diamonds. And when the first one was actually cut into a gem, they appropriately named it Eureka.
Who knew?
Who knew is right.
That's awesome.
But my favorite is in 1477, Austrias Archduke Maximilian of Austria made a gift of a diamond ring to Mary of Burgundy to announce their engagement. What a way to go. Mary started a great tradition.
Yes,
there,
set
girl.
Of the
All right.
trend.
Mary of Burgundy.
Thank
she
you.
Also
yes.
probably drank a lot of that wine. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, and wore amethyst. With only a fifth of diamonds that are mined being gem quality, these stones are highly sought after for every occasion. Today, diamonds are still a girl's BFF.
I love it.
Well, let me tell you something. This morning, in anticipation of our show tonight, I watched Marilyn Monroe do Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend.
Oh, my gosh.
In the
so
movie
funny.
Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
Are you going to do it for us?
I am not, in deference to our listeners. But she was in this pink gown, and it was first sung by Cheryl Canning in the Broadway show in 1949. But in 1953, she came out and did this, Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. Everybody, I don't care what your age, you know that
of
song.
Course.
And it instantly brings a smile and a glisten to your eyes, and it's just a fabulous way to think about jewelry.
It is. I love it.
Any celebration that's cause for joy is an excellent opportunity to purchase a diamond gift.
Heavy on the gift, everybody.
Yeah, heavy on the gift. That's become such a tradition too, though. Graduations, all kinds of things.
Oh, sure. Think of mothers, wives, lovers, daughters, sisters, nieces, your godchild, anniversaries, religious milestones. Your personal achievements are all cause to celebrate. As is my personal favorite, Happy Saturday.
Yeah, that's
my
favorite.
I'll take
too.
It for any time. I don't care.
Yeah, getting a gift of a diamond for no reason is the best reason.
I'm waiting for that gift.
We all are.
However, diamond jewelry, be it a solitaire engagement ring, a cocktail ring, necklace, bracelet, earrings, whatever, is the most difficult purchase of all. Why? No two diamonds are alike.
Like snowflakes, right?
Right.
Exactly.
Like people.
If you wanted to give her a Mustang convertible,
it'd be easier.
They're all identical. You need either a V6 or a V8 and the right color, and you're done. But every diamond is unique. The GIA, Gem Institute of America, has the most stringent grading system in the world. We all know the four C's: color, the clarity, the carat, the cut. You must purchase your diamond from someone who can explain these differences, no matter how minute, that predicate price.
I think the four C's are taught to girl children in nursery school.
Yeah, it's like after the ABCs, then you got the four C's.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? But you have to be smart. If you've heard her say, I want a 3-carat diamond, look for a diamond that weighs 2.85 carats. The price per carat will be significantly lower, as diamonds are broken down and priced by size first, and that 15-point difference will not be significant in that site.
If you need to compromise, though, when buying a diamond, and you really want that 5-carat diamond, but you can't afford the 5-carat price for a perfect stone, where can you compromise?
Oh, easily. Always buy a stone that's beautifully proportioned, but compromise on both color and clarity. I, with my experience, cannot determine if your diamond is an E color or an F color looking at it by the eye. But the greatest savings comes from purchasing lower clarity, because no one on earth can look at your stone and say, oh, that's flawless inside. You just have to buy your diamond from someone who knows what they're talking about and can lead your budget into the biggest, brightest, best selection you can afford.
Let's talk a little bit about gold, because we don't have a lot of time left, and gold is an important metal in this world today.
Oh, no question about it. And gold is the most commonly used of all metals for jewelry. Pure gold being 24 carats with no alloys. It's too soft for everyday pieces and far too expensive. However, ancient Egyptians used 24 carats for wine cups and some utensils.
What kind of gold is out there now? There's 22 carats, which is about 91% pure, 18 carat gold, which is 75%, 14 carat, which is 57%, and 10 carat. And what I understand is newly manufactured gold in the United States has to be at least 10 carats to be sold as gold.
Correct.
Older antique vintage pieces can be 9 carats, because sometimes back in the olden days, they just didn't have the ability to measure it properly.
Correct. And of course, the price is going to fluctuate with the state of the world. In peaceful times, gold remains low. In times of turmoil, gold prices rise.
But that's why it's a good investment to have, because you know you can keep it.
I believe yesterday it closed.
It's like your Apple stock.
Right. It closed at $13.44 per ounce, and that's pretty good. So the gold standard is a monetary system where a country's currency or paper money has its value linked to gold, but really and truly, the country uses the gold to fix the price and sells gold at that price. Platinum is less per ounce than gold in today's market, for instance. And basically, the better the metal, the better the quality of stone set. So if you have 10 karat gold with a diamond, that diamond is not going to be as valuable as if you're looking at something at 18 karat, and that diamond will be of a better quality because you match your values.
So pieces are investments. That's really the moral of the story. You can go out there, do different kinds of shopping. You don't have to go to big department stores. And I think that's an idea that you're really trying to push in all of these episodes.
Exactly.
And all of these shows.
Thrift and consignment shops have some of the best pieces because they're one of a kind. They came from somebody's grandma's closet. And you just don't see that in the general big malls and the big stores.
And the huge memo that we got today is don't be scared of estate pieces.
Absolutely not. They are probably more valuable than you even have any clue.
Don't forget to swing by Classic Collections of Palm Beach at 118 North County Road, Palm Beach, Florida. Of course, visit us online too. You can check out all of the radio shows if you missed them before. ClassicCollectionsConnections.com. You'll see the big on the radio sign and all the episodes are listed below. And of course, browse through Chic Magazine. Incredible pieces. Do a little shopping on FirstDibs.com. We have all of it there.
Our fine jewelry is on Chic Magazine website, as it is in its own special division on firstdibs.com.
We'll see you guys next week. We can't wait to hang out with you again next Thursday. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day.
You are welcome. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.